Proverbs 1, 8, and 9 say, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck." Now the direct reference here by Solomon would be to, of all things, Rehoboam. he really messed things up from the very beginning when he became king, and God used that for his will. It was his will that the kingdom be split because of apostasy. His mother, Naamah, and Solomon would have at least intended to have led him by the word of God, and at least in his younger years, we can say that much. But this is related to also what we're told in the Ten Commandments. In Exodus 20, you'll find the Ten Commandments in verse 12. "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." And then this is repeated by the Apostle Paul in his epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. "Children, obey your parents," but here's a key part, "in the Lord." "Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." So, keep in mind that "in the Lord" phrase. If Rehoboam, as we're talking about at the very beginning, if he's following Solomon, there comes a time when that would be bad for Rehoboam. Be bad to do. But as long as your parent, whether it's Solomon or whoever your parent is, as long as their instruction is in the Lord. You know that passage in Acts 5:29 where Peter and the other apostles say we ought to obey God rather than men. That's actually true even of your parents, even of your pastor, your best friend, whoever it is. When their counsel is of the Lord, if it's in agreement with God's word, then you're wise to follow it. And we need that. We're not walking encyclopedias. They used to call Jack Van Impe the walking Bible. Well, he wasn't really a walking Bible. He was a very fallible man. He made mistakes. And when Impe or anyone else tells you to do something that goes against God's word, ignore them. But it is in the Lord. And so if your parents, your father, your mother are giving you biblical instruction, giving you the law of the Lord, and you hear that, meaning you receive it, then they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. So one way of thinking of it is you'll be dressed with wisdom. And your head with an ornament of grace. It's like having a real good-looking hat on or something, you know. It's giving the physical idea, a mental picture. Also, that chains about thy neck, it's how you're guided. You'll be guided by wisdom as with a chain. And that's a good thing. And these are all good things. But keep that in mind, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother, as long as that is biblical instruction and the law of God, then you're doing the right thing. Some of us have parents who would never purposely instruct us or lead us against what's in God's word, and that's a blessing. But it's only a blessing if you actually hear the instruction, and yes, follow it, do it.